Hey, hello guys, welcome back.
Hola a todos, bienvenidos.
All right, today we're going to take our time with something that confuses almost everyone learning English, Jesse. Make and do. And the problem is not that you don't know the words. The real problem is that you translate directly from Spanish.
Claro, traducimos hacer. Y ahí es donde empiezan los errores.
Ahí es donde empieza toda la movida. Exactly. And today I'm here with Jesse. He used to be a teacher with us back when we had physical academies. And now he's joining the YouTube channel. So today we're not going fast. We're not memorizing rules. We're going to train our ear and your mouth like a real podcast. So you can listen, understand, and actually use it. Stay with us, because by the end of this video, this is going to feel natural. Importante antes de empezar, para activar los subtítulos, haz clic en la ruedecita de ajustes. Al hacer clic, te va a salir por defecto algo así como inglés, generados automáticamente. Lo puedes dejar así si quieres practicar con subtítulos en inglés, y si prefieres subtítulos en español, que es además lo que recomendamos, justo debajo haz clic en traducir automáticamente y luego tienes que seleccionar español, y así entrenas el oído de verdad. And by the way, I've left you a free PDF below with all these make and do expressions we'll see coming up, many more and many more examples, so you can actually practice this properly after the video. And remember to subscribe. Subscribe, subscribe, you're not gonna die. Remember the song?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Love that song.
All right, how are you doing, Jesse?
I'm good, friend. How are you doing?
I'm fine, too, yes. So let's get started with classic to-do homework.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This one is everywhere. And still, a lot of people say make homework.
Yeah, exactly. So let's stay here for a second. Do you remember when you were a student, Jesse?
Oh, that was a long, long, long time ago. Yeah, unfortunately.
Did you do your homework every day?
Honestly, Fran, no. I usually did my homework at the last minute.
Last minute. Yeah, same here. I remember thinking, I still have to do my homework.
Yeah, that sentence is supernatural.
I have to do my homework.
Exactly, not make my homework. Always do homework.
All right, let's play with it a little bit. Do you like doing your homework?
No, not at all. I hate doing homework.
Okay, same here. I've never enjoyed doing homework.
You can also say, I did my homework, I'm doing my homework, I have to do my homework.
Exacto. Sobre todo importante siempre decir do y nunca cambiar a make. Aunque tengamos esa dentación, ¿no?, que nos viene por español. Vamos a hacer un poco de traducción.
Vale, ¿has hecho los deberes?
Did you do your homework?
¿Estás haciendo los deberes?
Are you doing your homework?
¿Tienes que hacer los deberes?
Do you have to do your homework? All right, stay with that. And remember, hemos repetido todo esto para que se te quede con do homework. Do your homework. All right, so let's move to another big one. To make a mistake.
Oh, yeah, yeah, friend. This one is super important. Because a lot of people say do a mistake.
All right.
Which is a mistake.
Exactly. Que viene influenciado por español, ¿no? And that sounds very Spanish. But in English, always to make a mistake. All right.
Friend, let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you made a mistake?
All right. Today. Definitely today. Because practically every day, make mistakes.
That's the way to learn. We're not perfect, right? Same here. I make mistakes every day.
All right. That's actually a very useful sentence. I make mistakes all the time, too.
I don't like to admit it. Yeah, especially when you're tired. You make more mistakes.
Exactly. And when you're nervous, all right? And make sure you don't say nervios, right? When you're nervous, you make mistakes.
Let's go to the past. Mm-hmm. I made a mistake yesterday.
I made a mistake yesterday. Or I made a huge mistake in that meeting.
That sounds serious, friend.
Yeah, yeah, those are painful in a meeting, right?
¿Has cometido un error?
Did you make a mistake?
¿Has cometido algún error hoy?
Have you made any mistakes? Fijaos que es en plural. Have you made any mistakes today? En español, Jesse ha dicho, ¿has cometido algún error? Pero en inglés es, have you made any mistakes today, huh? And remember this, don't be afraid to make mistakes.
Muy importante, porque si no cometes errores, no aprendes.
Exactly, especially when you're learning English. You need to make mistakes, and then you have to have somebody correcting you.
That's right.
Or yourself, and then you learn out of it, all right? And let's talk about something more real. To make dinner, Jesse.
Oh, yeah. Do you usually make dinner or order food?
I try to make dinner, but not every day. Not every day make dinner.
Same here. Sometimes I'm too tired to make dinner or lazy.
All right, yeah. After a long day, making dinner feels like a lot.
Exactly. But when you do make dinner, it feels good.
Wait a second, Jesse. When you do make dinner, what is that? What does that mean? Do and make.
That's right.
Can you explain that to me?
Well, sometimes queremos enfatizar something and we say, I do mean it. I do love you. Or I do make dinner.
O sea, que de verdad lo hago, ¿no?
That's right.
I do like it.
I do like it,
right. So you don't like English. No, Jesse, no. I do like it.
I do, yeah.
Claro, aquí coincide que es que sí que hago la cena. I do make dinner.
That's
it
right.
Feels good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good one.
So it's hacer. Literally, right?
Literally. All right. ¿Cómo se dice eso? Literally.
Literally.
Oh, my. That's one of the most difficult words
ever. Tongue twisters. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I do make dinner. It feels good, right?
Yeah.
Right. Like you've done something productive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you make for dinner yesterday, friend?
What a good question. Let me remember. Okay, yes. I made something simple. I made chicken and rice.
Nice. Still counts. You made dinner.
All right, exactly. So let's expand a little bit. I'm going to make dinner later.
Are you making dinner tonight?
I don't feel like making dinner tonight. Fijaos que lo que yo aquí es hacer frases para que se queden con make dinner,
right.
Lo más natural posible. Yeah, I don't feel like making dinner tonight.
Muy real todo esto.
Yeah.
Let's do some translation, friend.
All right.
¿Has hecho la cena?
Did you make dinner?
Mm-hmm. ¿Vas a hacer la cena?
Are you going to make dinner? All right, so let's stay with that, to make dinner. All right, so this one is everywhere. To do a favor, Jesse.
That's
to
right.
To do a favor, because a lot of people say to make a favor.
Yes.
To do a favor,
to
right?
Do a favor, never make a favor. Mm-hmm. That's super common.
Uh-huh.
You hear this all the time.
Yeah, so let's make it real in practice with some real sentences. Hey, can you do me a favor, Jesse?
It depends, friend. What do you need?
All right, fíjate, it depends. Depends es curioso que siempre va con it, right?
Yeah.
It depends. Y luego con on, right?
Yeah.
It depends on him, it depends on you,
right.
It depends on the situation.
That's right.
En este caso se corta ahí, it depends.
It depends,
what do you need, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you do me a favor and send me that document you told me?
Sure, yeah, sure. I'll do you a favor.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. I owe you one. Te debo una. I owe you one.
Nice.
All right. Let's change that a little bit. Let's change gears. Could you do me a favor?
More polite.
Exactly. Oh, can you do me a small favor? Can you do me a small favor?
Or do me a favor and close the door.
All right. Very common too. All right.
¿Me puedes hacer un favor?
Vamos con traducción, ¿verdad? Can you do me a favor?
¿Te hice un favor ayer?
Yes. Did I do you a favor yesterday? All right, perfect. Let's add another very common one, to do the dishes. Fijaos la pronunciación, to do the dishes, all right.
Yeah. Sí, esto es hacer los platos o fregar la vajilla.
Exacto, always to the dishes, never make the dishes. Even if you have the temptation, it's do the dishes. So let me ask you, who did the dishes yesterday, Jesse?
I did, like always, unfortunately.
Same here, I did the dishes after dinner.
Muy habitual.
Mm-hmm. Now present. I'm doing the dishes. I usually do the dishes.
Do you do the dishes every day?
No, I don't do the dishes every day. And another one, to do the laundry.
¿Haces la colada?
All right. Do you do the laundry?
Yes, I do the laundry on weekends.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So let's do some translation, which is our favorite thing. ¿Fregaste los platos ayer?
Did you do the dishes yesterday?
All right. ¿Estás fregando los platos?
Are you doing the dishes?
All right. ¿Haces la colada los fines de semana?
Do you do the laundry on weekends?
All right. Yes. Stay with that. To do the dishes and to do the laundry. All right. Now, let's go to something important, which is to make money.
Yeah.
All right.
La buena.
La buena. Especially now, it's so skyrocketing now, so everything is so expensive. So you make money, you don't do money, you make money. All right, so did you make money last month, Jesse?
Yeah, I made some money.
I made some money,
yeah.
All right. Now in the present, I'm making money. I want to make more money.
Muy útil.
Yeah, and another key one is to make progress.
Importantísima.
All right, because it's such a positive thing, right?
Yep.
If you practice every day, eventually, most likely, you'll make progress. Did you make progress this week?
Yes,
Jesse?
I made a lot of progress.
All right, good. Are you making progress now?
Yes, I'm making progress.
All right, perfect. So let's do some translation, which is we mentioned it's something we really enjoy. ¿Ganaste dinero el mes pasado, Jesse?
Did you make money last month?
Mm-hmm. ¿Estás ganando dinero ahora?
Are you making money now?
All right. ¿Estás progresando?
Are you making progress?
All right. Nice. So stay with that, to make money and to make progress. And let's flip it. Estás sacando, buscando. Let's move on to the next one, which is to do business, all right? Y aquí la gente se suele confundir también, ¿vale? All right, so you do business with someone. In question, for example, do you do business with international clients?
Yes, I do business with people from different countries.
All right, perfect. Now, to do exercise.
¿Haces ejercicio?
Do you do exercise?
Yes, I do exercise every day.
You do exercise yesterday, Jesse?
Yes, I did exercise in the morning.
All right, perfect. And just to mention it, but the natural way to say it normally is also to work out, right?
To work out, yes.
But here for just purposes of practice purposes,
right?
We just we're pushing it a little bit, no?
That's so right.
Lo forzamos para decir to do exercise para que no se confundan.
Yeah.
Pero que la alternativa, the more natural alternative, would be to work out, right?
That's right.
So vamos a hacer algo de traducción. ¿Haces negocios con clientes internacionales?
Do you do business with international clients?
All right. ¿Hiciste ejercicio ayer?
Did you do exercise yesterday?
And remember, did you work out yesterday? You can say too.
That's right.
¿Haces ejercicio todos los días?
Do you do exercise every day?
All right. So stick to it. To do business and to do exercise. And this one is also key and is so important in life, to make an effort.
Muy buena.
All right. You have to make an effort. Did you make an effort today, Jesse?
Yes, I made an effort.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, because you came here two times.
Yes.
Oh, three times.
So this is my second home.
Yeah, definitely. Perfect. Now combine it with this. Do your best, because they kind of go together, right?
Sí, eso encaja muy bien.
Mm-hmm. Just do your best. Do you do your best, Jesse?
Yes, I did my best.
Good, good. I know that. You always strive to do your best, all right? Yeah. Now let's go to the present. Estoy dando lo mejor de mí. I'm doing my best.
I'm trying to do my best every day.
All right, perfect. Okay, let's do some slashing. ¿Te has esforzado hoy, Jesse?
Did you make an effort today?
All right, ¿estás haciendo lo mejor que puedes?
Are you doing your best?
Are you really doing your best, Jesse?
All the right? time, yes.
Yes, it looks like it. It looks like it. All right. Solo haz lo mejor que puedas.
Just do your best.
Just do your best, all right. So let's stay with that. To make an effort and to do your best, which they're kind of connected, right? So another very natural one. To make friends, what a wonderful thing.
Hacer amigos.
Exactly, you make friends, you don't do friends, all right? Did you make any friends on your trip, Jesse?
Yes, I made a few friends.
All right, nice. Are you making friends now at work?
Yes, I'm making friends, slowly.
Yes, good. It's easy to make friends here.
Suena bien.
Let's do some translation. ¿Hiciste amigos en el viaje, Jesse?
Did you make friends on the trip?
All right, ¿estás haciendo amigos en el trabajo?
Are you making friends at work?
All right, es fácil. Hacer amigos aquí.
It's easy to make friends here.
Yeah. Do you think it's easier to make friends here in the United States, Jesse? What do you think?
That's a good question. I think that you can make friends in every place, or at least in New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to make friends. But here, the people are warmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Spain.
And have you been to Andalucía, south of Spain?
Oh, yes, yes.
That's easier.
Yeah, yeah. It's easy to make friends there.
Yeah, but to me, the American character and the people from Andalucía are kind of similar.
Oh, yeah?
You can make friends easier.
Yeah.
Here in the U.S. and in Andalucía, too.
Ah.
Yeah, compared to what it is like.
So yeah, yeah. I remember you told me that a long time ago.
You that.
Yeah, yeah. The people here are a little, you know, you got to get to know them.
Yeah, not in the south of Spain, though.
Right, right.
But in Chicago and Seville.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You can go out on your own. You can make friends.
You can make friends.
No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, can I buy you a drink and things like that?
Yeah,
you know?
Not even. You
don't even,
even
know
buy
them.
Drink.
Say, hey, can I buy you a drink?
It.
Yeah, it's on me. Yeah.
Anyway, so now you give me some translation there. Se hizo, that one's yours, right?
Yeah.
Se hizo amigo.
Se hizo amigo de Miguel en el trabajo.
So he made friends with Miguel at work. Fíjate, curioso. En español se hizo amigo, pero en inglés siempre es como en plural. He made friends with him.
He made friends with him. Yeah.
Yeah. So, incluso se están haciendo amigos. They're making friends.
Yeah.
Oh, he's making friends with.
Yeah.
Y en español sería se está haciendo amigo de. That's
right.
Funny. That's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah.
It's a little bit funny. Es curioso. So se hizo amigo de Miguel. He made friends with Miguel at work. Now, so let's stay with that. To make friends, hacer amigos. All right. Now this one is very interesting. To make it. Esta es curiosa, es como una, es una frase hecha.
Esta es muy buena, Fran.
Porque no significa, it doesn't mean hacerlo, literalmente. It means llegar o conseguirlo.
Yeah.
O sea, es como, entiende las palabras, pero no el significado, ¿no?
Asistir
es
o...
Idiomático, también. Sí, exacto. Asistir, llegar, all right. So let's do a few sentences here. So did you make it on time?
Yes, I made it just in time.
O sea, has llegado a tiempo? Yes, I made it just in time. I don't think I'm going to make it.
Creo que no voy a llegar.
Exactly. He finally made it.
Finalmente lo consiguió.
¿Vale? Según el contexto puede ser, lo siento, no voy a poder llegar. I'm not going to make it. Ahí significa que no vas a llegar.
Yeah.
Pero sí, lo logró después de haber hecho, he made it. Lo consiguió, ¿vale?
Yeah.
So, por ejemplo, aquí, don't worry, you'll make it.
Lo conseguirás.
All right, so let's do more translation. ¿Llegaste a tiempo?
Did you make it on time?
No creo que llegue.
I don't think I'll make it.
Finalmente lo consiguió, lo logró.
He finally made it.
All right, lo conseguirás.
You'll make it.
All right, nice one to make it. All right, let's bring it all together. Vamos a hacer un repaso rápido, que vamos a ir mencionando todo lo que hemos visto. All right, so to do homework.
Make a mistake.
All right, hacer la cena, to make dinner.
Do me a favor.
Hazme un favor. Hacer la vajilla, do the dishes, right?
Do the dishes, right?
All right.
Y hacer la colada, do the laundry. Right?
Exacto, hacer la colada.
Do the laundry.
All right. And then to make money.
My favorite, yeah. And make progress.
Hacer, conseguir o progresar. And to do business.
Right. Or do exercise.
All right. To make an effort.
And do your best.
All right. And make friends.
And?
To make it.
That's right.
To make it. Very, very important. And normalmente no se suele explicar.
Yeah.
Not many teachers explain that.
And remember what I told you, that like you can say, let's make it at 5 o'clock. You know, let's make it at...
Exactly.
When you're talking about a set up a time to get together.
Oh yeah, let's make it up. Okay, so would you like to get together at 7 or 8? Yeah. Oh yeah, let's make it at 7:30.
Yeah, and also when you're if you're dealing with like selling and buying,
mm-hmm.
and you're like negotiating.
All right.
So if you make it $50, I'll buy it or I'll mm-hmm. sell it or something like that.
You're haggling, right?
Yeah, haggling, right?
Haggling, because it's regateando, right?
Right.
Yeah. So
right.
Okay, you say 7, I'm saying 8.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Let's make it 7:50.
Let's make it 7:50. It's a deal. Yeah.
Lo fijamos a la sí sería lo fijamos en 7. Y medio.
Yeah.
Como estás quedando con alguien, oye, mira, a las 7, a las 9, lo fijamos a las 8. Let's make it at 8.
Let's
take
it
at 1. Jesse, you know, I didn't know this one. I'm going to take it down.
Good,
la voy a apuntar.
Good.
I'm going to take it down. Thank you so much.
Are you making a list?
You're making a list and checking it twice.
Going to find out who's naughty or nice.
Santa Claus is coming to town. All right. So we made it. That's it. Recordad, you need to learn the full expressions, because when you learn like this, you stop translating and you start thinking in English.
Y ahí es cuando todo cambia.
All right, exactly. Now, if you want to actually practice all this properly, you have this free PDF below with all these expressions and a lot more, so you can work on it after the video. If you want to take your English to the next level, I've also left you a free class where I show you how to go from understanding words to understanding real English like this and actually speaking it, all right? So it's the method that we use inside UTalk TV Plus, our course. And of course, if you want more videos like this, subscribe now, subscribe. You're not gonna die, because this is how you really learn English. And see you next time, Jesse. Thank you so much.
Fran, it's been a pleasure, like always.
Did you have fun?
Oh yeah, I had a blast.
All right, thank you for showing up, and I'm glad you made it.
Thank you. Oh, I made it.
Good.
Good one.